Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Hello. Hello, hello. Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, and I'm back. For those of you that listen regularly, you will have noticed that things went slightly deadly silent here on the podcast, but we are now back for more episodes. And this episode, I am going to be talking about a really key mindset shift that you need to make if you want to change your behavior around food and health. Because so much of the time you're maybe binge eating, you're eating too much sugar or bread and it makes you feel bloated, or you're drinking too much alcohol and you've just gone into that habit with everything that's been going on in the world recently. And you just think, oh, I just need to stop eating sugar or quit drinking so much wine. But in order to make that behavioral shift, the thing that people forget most often and that keeps you stuck in the same vicious circle is the fact that people don't realize you first need to make a mindset shift before you change your behavior. Your behavior will change when the way that you think shifts. And that is what I'm talking about today. And today I'm going to be talking about why I want you to be more selfish and why actually that's something that can be a really good thing and that will actually help and benefit the people around you. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that in this episode. And before we dive into that juicy goodness, I'm just going to give you a bit of an update. So if you're new here to the podcast, hi, I'm a holistic nutritionist. I'm so glad that you're here. I've taken a little break from the podcast. I don't quite know for how long now because I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. It's my second pregnancy. My son is nearly two and I've been pregnant and unfortunately just really sick with pregnancy, just severe sickness. Now, I'm really grateful it's not been as bad as it could have been. My doctor has just called it kind of severe pregnancy sickness because I've thankfully not been admitted into hospital. And in the UK, in order to be diagnosed with your hyperemesis gravidarum or whatever it's called, it requires a hospital admission. So I've managed to avoid hospital completely, which is great. But I have been severely sick. I'm basically bedridden for how long. I stopped counting. 8 weeks, 10 weeks. And I am in fact recording this from lying down in my bed. So that is what has been happening. I've been making a human. And the second update of that is that we are expecting twins, which is still a surprise to me. So the plan in air quotes was we were going to have one more baby and then that would be done with me giving birth, because I hate being pregnant. I was sick with my first pregnancy. I just don't enjoy the process. It's my body doesn't like it. It's not fun. But it turns out the second pregnancy is actually there's two babies. So I am pregnant but with two babies, which just makes me laugh. Like, so anyway, so I've also been getting my head around that. It also explains why I've been so severely sick and a couple of other things, but that has what has been going on. So I have really missed doing the podcast, but I literally, guys, there was days when I couldn't sit up without puking. So I didn't think you wanted that recording. And I'm not fine now by any means, but I am starting to feel better. I've been on put on different medications, which have been helping and stopped the puking. And the last week or so, I've actually felt hungry and been eating properly. Well, kind of properly. More food than I was before, which is all a really good sign. So I'm by no means completely fine, but I am definitely doing better as long as I just rest and do very little. So that's basically going on with me. That is literally my life update. There's been nothing else happening other than puke and sick and the hospital visits and then getting my head around the fact, still getting my head around the fact that I am having twins. Now, in future episodes, when I'm back up on my feet a bit more and feeling stronger and able to sit up for longer periods of time, I will go into more depth around the pregnancy and twins and all of those kind of things. I'm sure I'll do a couple of episodes specifically on that in the coming months. But what I have for you today is what I thought, whilst I'm still not back to full strength, I am taking some of my previous podcast episodes and resharing them with you, because this podcast has been going on for over 2 years and I'm pretty sure that you've missed a couple of things or forgotten a couple of episodes. So I'm going to pick some of my most popular previous episodes from the past, and also some episodes that, to be honest, maybe weren't that popular, but I really think we need to hear again. And that's what today's episode is. It's more of a mindset shift, and really getting you just to think and question about what is going on in your head and how, what kind of attitude do you have towards yourself and how are you talking to yourself? So it's a really good episode. I've just listened to it again myself and I was like, oh yes, this is definitely what we need to hear, especially with everything that's been going on in the world. Yeah, I recorded this probably about 2 years ago before my son was even born. So I was studying at the time, but I think it still really holds true. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next couple of weeks, is sharing other snippets of great podcasts. And then when I have got a bit of my strength back, I will hopefully be doing some more proper new podcast episodes, because I love doing the podcast. I get feedback from you guys all the time about how helpful it is for you. So I want to keep on going with it. But as you can imagine, with everything that's been happening, my priority has been to my paid clients. So that any energy and a bit of time I've had in the coming months, that I've been focusing on helping them. And whilst I've been sitting feeling sick, they've been doing great. It's been so good. I really did think about and consider, should I just stop working altogether? Because I'm really lucky in that I have, throughout the whole process, my morning time, I have about 2 hours in the morning when I've felt more well, when I've not been sick and been able to eat food and keep food down and felt kind of okay as long as I'm lying down. So I decided to keep on seeing clients more, because I knew that it might be a nice distraction from my perspective. And also, I really love using my brain in this way. And it was actually, I'm actually really glad I did that. I've obviously had to re-sort out my schedule and I've been working like half or a quarter of the hours that I used to, but seeing clients has been so good during this time. And I just wrapped up with one client this week who came to me a couple of months ago, and she was just really struggling with pain in her body, joint pain. Doctors weren't sure if it was rheumatoid arthritis or if it was a kind of postmenopausal joint issue. They just weren't really sure, but she was struggling with her sleep and with moving and all of those kinds of things. And then I was talking to her this week and I was like, okay, so where would you put your pain recently? If 10 out of 10 is terrible and 0 out of 10 is nothing, is fine, where's your pain been in the last month or so? And she's like, oh, zero. She's like, I have no pain at all. And the reason that was, it was because with her, we did some tests, we looked at her hormones, we discovered a histamine issue with her foods, we figured out foods that were promoting inflammation in her body and really supported her body with nutrients and lifestyle shifts. And now she can look after her grandkids and not be in pain all the time. And that just brings me so much joy, actually, and is so, it's just the hope in that, I think, is so fun. So that's why I continued seeing with clients. Or I had another client recently who's always really struggled with a lot of allergic reactions and inflammation, and just by a couple of dietary shifts, she was telling me that she was no longer bloated, her energy was better, her sleep was better. So many good things. Or I wrapped up with another client who I've actually worked with for a longer period of time, longer than my 4-month program, because when she came to me, she just had her gallbladder removed and was really struggling with kind of diarrhea, loose stools, and it was affecting her work day, her confidence, her mental health. Having struggled with diarrhea myself, it does really charge up the anxiety levels, because you're just scared you're gonna like poop yourself at any place you go. So we started working on that, and we worked with her gut health to just help her body and digestion recover after that gallbladder surgery and removal. And so we sorted that out, but then through that process we also uncovered the fact that she had a thyroid issue. and a couple of other imbalances going on. So we finished up working with each other probably about a month or so ago. She'd just gotten engaged. She was telling me that her bowels are just fine. Like, she's not thought about them for ages. She just has 1 to 2 healthy bowel movements a day. They don't impact her workplace or her life. Her energy is improved. She never gets bloated anymore. She feels just so much more confident, and she's seen the impact in that in her mental health as well, because obviously all of these issues were affecting her confidence, her anxiety levels. And as we've slowly just plodded away and worked on her thyroid, worked on her digestion, worked on her nervous system, she was ecstatic, obviously, because it's her body, but I was just so proud of her. So know wherever you're at right now that you can see amazing changes. And with that, I am still working with clients. This past 2 weeks, actually, I've wrapped up with probably like 6 or 7 clients. We've finished working together, finished our program. So I do have some more spaces. I have some clients already booked in and ready to go. But if you are wanting to work with me over the next 4 months, now I'm probably going to stop working with clients and taking on any new clients in a couple of months' time due to pregnancy. But if you've been thinking you want to work with me, then now is the time to do it, because I will probably be on maternity leave in next year, essentially for probably half of next year. I'll probably, me and my husband are going to do shared maternity leave. So, but if you want to work with me, head over to the website, keziahall.com, click the work with me page, find out the cost information, find out what it looks like, and then book your call with me. And we can just chat on Zoom or on the phone and figure out if it's the right next step for you. If you're ready to really see a change in your health and you're sick of feeling stuck and overwhelmed and like you're making zero progress, or that you've just been fobbed off by all conventional systems, or that all test results you have come back as normal, but you wake up every day just struggling, knowing that you're exhausted, knowing that your bowels aren't right, knowing that your skin and your hormones are making you feel a bit crazy, then that is the time when you need one-to-one support. It's so difficult to try and figure this all out on your own when you don't have the training or the expertise or the kind of removal from your body that I have. I know that if you have digestive issues, if there's hormonal imbalance or your energy is on the floor, I can help you. I have helped hundreds, maybe even thousands, probably thousands of women now to improve their belly, get rid of the bloating, kickstart weight loss if that's what's needed, sort out their thyroid, get their hormones back on track so that they can just get on and live the life they want to live. You know, this, your health impacts every aspect of your day. And that's why in this podcast, I'm talking a little bit about a mindset shift that I think is so important to make, because your health is everything. And I know the past few months with lockdown and COVID and everything have been really stressful for people. So if you know your body's been stressed out, I'd love to chat with you and see if working together would be a good option. Otherwise, if you're not ready for that financial investment or time investment or energy investment, then I've got so many free resources. Make sure you head to keziahall.com. If you haven't I just did a little bit. Just trying to be subtle about it. But if you haven't done the Gut Goddess quiz yet, do that. Head to keziahall.com, click on the quiz. It's a free quiz where I will tell you what I think could be going on with your health and give you a whole bunch of free information. And if you're looking for something super, super low cost, then I'm hoping in October, all health and pregnancy depending, that I will be running a kind of 10-day program that will be super accessible, which will be really fun. So make sure you're on my email list. You do that by taking part in the quiz, have a listen to this podcast, and get in touch, book your call with me if you want to take your health to the next level and just feel the way that you want to feel and quit worrying about your health and just get on with living your life each day. That I can help you with that. Otherwise, thank you for being here. Thank you for your just patience and kindness and support with everything when I announced this pregnancy. And I will speak to you next week. Bye. So this conversation is going to be a little bit different. It's really come from a kind of a tug from my spirit, actually, internally,
It's a rainy day here in Glasgow. I'm not feeling amazing. It's been a busy week. Just submitted a uni assignment. I've had lots going on. But I'm feeling all cozy. And I just felt this tug in my spirit that this is something that I needed to talk about, needed to share with you guys. And it's this idea of, I've summed it up as, you know, selfish being the new selfless. And I want to talk about the ripple effect. And this really got kind of ignited in my brain. This week I was chatting to a friend of mine who also runs a business. So we were on the phone, I was making a fish pie, and we were just having a bit of, like, you know, girlfriend biz chat about our businesses and growth and how to serve people and really the heart of what we do here for both of our businesses. And I realized I just needed to share some of this on the podcast. I needed to talk about it, talk about why I do what it is, why food is really important, but actually is a much bigger picture than that. And I really want to look into some of the big barriers, actually, that I have seen and see time and time again when I'm working with clients. I worked with hundreds of clients, most of them women, not all of them women, men. I love you if you're listening to this. I love working with men too. But the majority of people, 80, 85% of that I work with is women. And I see patterns in behavior and patterns in people's reasons for either succeeding or failing in creating a healthy lifestyle. And the biggest patterns that I tend to see with people that really want to create a healthy lifestyle, but just aren't able to, they kind of have this idea, but they always just fall into old habits, can't make change, is all around self-sabotage. And often when I talk with clients around this, about why it is that they're sabotaging their own dreams, their own health, their own well-being, their own cellular body, and, you know, the well-being of their physical selves, it's often comes down to a couple of things. It comes down to excuses, maybe about money, and, oh, I should really, you know, we don't have loads of money, I need to pay it for the kids or for the house or whatever. It comes down to time. Oh, with work and life and these other commitments and these other things, you know, I don't have, you know, the time to eat healthy, to exercise, to invest in whatever, the expertise I need, to go and get acupuncture, to whatever. And also along with that, is people allowing other people's agendas to interrupt them. So, you know, their partner maybe eats chocolate every night and isn't as supportive and encouraging as they could be, or they let their kids' agendas get in the way, or their boss's agenda, or their work. They let other people's agendas influence themselves. Those are the biggest things that I see. There's the area of self-sabotage, and that looks like often people saying they don't have enough of time or money, or it's letting other people's agendas influence their own. And this is when I've looked at this over the years of what the heck is going on here. And what I've realized is that so much of the time is that people don't want to and don't feel able to invest in themselves. And this idea of actually becoming a bit more selfish, I think most women need to hear. And it's actually a liberating thought. I know we're all trained to be good girls, good girls, to grow up tonight, be good, kind, quiet, submissive women. And, you know, be selfless. That's what the prize of life is. To be selfless. You know, I grew up feeling that. No one told me explicitly to do that, but I didn't grow up in all the environments I was in, home, church, life, school, jobs. I never grew up with someone being like, you really need to look after yourself, Kezia. You really need to have healthy boundaries. You really need to invest in yourself, in your health. If you don't put you first, no one else will. That was never communicated to me, and therefore I let other people's agendas affect my own. I had zero boundaries. I refused to look after my physical health because I felt so guilty about it. You know, there's people starving in the world. I can't go and have a freaking bubble bath. how could I go and spend an extra £100 on organic food when I could give that extra £100 to X, Y, and Z charity? You know, these are all thoughts I've had in my head. So everything that I'm sharing with you is all stuff that I have well and truly walked through and feel. A little bit about me, a little bit about my background before you're all like, Kezia's a bit of a selfish cow. Just in case maybe you're new to this podcast and you think I'm just telling you to make a life that's just all about you, you centric, and just don't ditch everyone else. Make a life that's all about you. I want to give you a bit of context here so you know a bit about me. So obviously now I'm 30. I run Supernaturally Healthy. I'm like a holistic nutritionist. That's a lot of what I do. I have a consultation practice. I started this about 3 or 4 years ago. The 10 years before that, so as soon as I could work from age 16 to probably 25, 26, I've always worked jobs that care for other people. So my first job was working as an assistant for the elderly in their homes, like a home carer. Then I worked in a care home, a Jewish care home at the time, which was, as you can imagine, a lot of changing, toileting, feeding, people, looking after them, you know, having some good chat with them, hearing their stories, all of that sort of stuff. I then moved on to study. I worked in a hospital. I worked in a hospital for 3 or 4 years as like a what now would be called a healthcare assistant. So I, again, took a lot of people to the toilet, served a lot of tea, obviously not at the same time. Hygiene, guys, very important. And just cared for people who ended up there. I worked on multiple wards, from pediatric wards to dementia wards to your ICU things, you know, all those different places. I did that. That was my kind of part-time job to pay my way. One of my part-time jobs to pay my way through uni, as well as teaching art to old people, as well as supporting dyslexic students, which is super ironic because I didn't know I was dyslexic at the time, but I am. But anyway, and then after graduating, I went on and did similar jobs. I worked for a charity with homeless people and was a support worker with those who were in the homeless community and with substance abuse issues. I've worked with people, then had jobs where I worked with people with mental health and different things like that. Now, I don't say that to impress you, to be like, I am a mini Mother Teresa, because I'm not. I actually love that work. And that work taught me more and gave me more than I ever was able to give back. It wasn't about me feeling better about my life. I chose to do that. Those were my dream jobs. They were intentional choices. And it makes sense with my gift mix. But I want to give you that context in that's the place where I'm coming from when I'm talking about this, is that I care deeply about people to the point it literally pains me to see others' pain. It does. It always has done. It's part of my personality gift mix. I have a very high capacity for empathy. I literally feel the pain of others, which is a joy and sometimes annoying because you literally can't go anywhere. That's why I think I'm an introvert. I love being in a field where there's no people on my own, apart from maybe with Joe, because then I don't feel any of the things going on. Some of you will be listening to this and being like, what the flip is she on about? And others of you listening to this will be like, yes, Kezia, I know what you mean. This was so liberating when I realized this. Like, oh. So that's the context that I'm talking to you about this from. I 100% believe that as humans, we are created to serve and care for others. That love and loving others is one of our most primary directives. That is what we should aim to spend our lives doing. And that doesn't mean you need to like work with homeless people. You can love people in your corporate setting. And, you know, my husband works for a big ass bank as a programmer and he loves it. He can show love in that respect. You can love people through practical caring. You can love it through being a CEO. You can love it through being, you know, working from home full time. You can do it through setting up charities, through working in fast food restaurants. It's not about what you do. It's about the heart behind it. And so I 100% think we're called to serve and to love people. But I think somewhere along the line, especially as women, it gets a little bit skewed because we just end up feeling guilty about ever investing in ourselves and ever looking after ourselves and ever, we don't learn how to to establish a strong foundation. And what this is about, this whole selfish is the new selfless, is about learning how to establish a strong foundation so that you can serve and love and be healthy and happy and joyful to all the other people that you influence in your lives. And it's really, really, really important. So when it comes to looking at health and our food, so much of the time we think that either, let's go back to the practical examples I gave before, we think that we need to, it's too expensive. You know, either we can't afford healthy food, we might believe that lie. We might believe the lie that it's too expensive to, say, invest in working with someone like me. It might be too expensive to go to a chiropractor or a physio or whatever it is that you need. And we will put ourselves at kind of last place with that. And what I want to encourage you in this podcast, in this solo show, is that your health, and what I mean by health is your physical, mental, spiritual well-being. Health is about your cells. It's about your body. It's about your anatomy. It's about your organs. It's also about your mind and your thoughts. And it's also about your kind of your spirit or your soul or that kind of intangible part of us. Health is a full-blown holistic thing. And if you do not put your health first, no one else will. And I don't mean that to say that everyone else around you is just mean and horrible. I don't mean it in that way, but you are responsible for you. That's what I mean when I'm saying that, is that you are responsible for your body. You are responsible for your anatomy. You're responsible for your spine. You're responsible for your gut. You're responsible for your ovaries. You're responsible for your mental well-being. You're responsible for your spiritual health. And that we can get support, we can get people involved, but ultimately we've got to be the ones that put it first. Because other people won't, not because they don't love us, not because they don't care, but it's just not their priority because they're busy looking, you know, they've got their own kind of body to look after. And we've somehow been taught that if we just give and serve and give of ourselves and look after everyone else around us, that at some point someone will suddenly swoop in and maybe take responsibility for our health. Or we just abdicate all responsibility and we say it's a doctor's responsibility to keep me healthy. It's a medication's responsibility. It's a pill's responsibility. It's a diet's responsibility. It's a program's responsibility to keep me well and healthy. And that is just never going to get you the results that you want to see. And I think it just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. So I would encourage you investing in organic broccoli, or you investing in some good probiotics maybe that get recommended to you, or you investing in working with someone like me, or with seeing a physio regularly for, you know, a long-term neck injury, you going getting some acupuncture, you going for a massage, you making that appointment with your dentist, you getting that, going to the GP, you know, because for those niggly things you've been meaning to chat about, are all really, really important to do. And they're not selfish. We have to make time to do them. And the reason for this, the reason why I am increasingly passionate about women giving themselves permission to be selfish when it comes to their health, is that it has this amazing ripple effect on the world. So before I explain more about what that is, I would encourage you, do you feel guilty? And a great way of knowing if you feel selfish is, do you feel guilty? How would you feel if you invested £1,000 in your health today, just on your health? Not your kids, not your partners. You didn't put it into savings. You didn't put it into your mortgage. You didn't put it into dealing with that debt. I'm not saying those things aren't good to deal with. But how would you feel if you spent £1,000, say you had £1,000, and you spent it on maybe whatever it is you felt led to do in terms of helping your health, maybe some counseling, maybe some trauma therapy, maybe some personal training sessions, maybe working with someone like me, maybe whatever it is, maybe a coach, life coach, to help you with changing your career. How would that make you feel? Would you feel guilty? Because guilt is a great way to check in with whether we're feeling stuff is selfish or not. You'll feel guilty if you think it's selfish. If you have a belief that you're not worth it and that you shouldn't invest time, energy, and resources into yourself, you'll feel guilty about it. You would. And I know that because I used to. Literally, it's only in the last probably 2 years maximum that I've really started to get selfish around my own health. And what I mean by that is I've set boundaries of things I will and will not do. I have set boundaries in terms of investments. Even this week, I decided, you know what, I need to invest. I need to go and see my acupuncturist and I need to go and see a chiropractor. Those things aren't cheap, but I'm going to invest. I need to look after me and my body and now the baby that is inside my body. I need to do that. No one else is going to make that call for me. And I'm 100% worth it. We need to, and I used to before not do that because I'd feel guilty about spending money on myself. I'd feel guilty, you know, I'm well aware of the needs in the world. I'm well aware that, you know, on the main core needs of life, acupuncture is not up there. I'm aware that people aren't having clean water at the moment. I'm aware that people are being trafficked to be exploited sexually, and that money could go towards supporting that. I'm aware of that, and that's real and it's important. But I've also had to learn, and it's been painful to learn, I have to say, I've had to learn to not feel guilty about looking after me and making sure my body, my mental and physical and spiritual well-being is robust and strong. Because it's when it's robust and strong, then I can go and do something awesome about these things that I care about. So do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty about buying organic food? Do you feel guilty about working with, you know, a holistic nutritionist like me? Would you feel guilty about going and seeing a chiropractor? Would you feel guilty about getting a massage? Because if you do, it's a sign that there's this core belief that you're somehow not worthy and that it's somehow you shouldn't invest resources into your well-being. Because ultimately, it comes down to you not feeling like you're worth it and that other people are more important than you. And that's just a load of crap. You're really important. You owning your importance and your value does not diminish anyone else's. That's not how it works. But you owning your worth, your value, how loved you are, how special and unique you are, doesn't make anyone else less special, anyone else less unique, anyone else less worthy. But it means once you own that, you can actually really create this amazing ripple effect that I'm going to go on and talk about. So what areas of life do you feel guilty in? What areas of self-care and your health, when you invest in, do you feel bad about? Do you feel bad about investing in services like myself? Do you feel bad about investing a little bit more in your food? Do you feel bad about buying supplements? Do you feel bad about, you know, subscribing to that meditation app to keep you accountable? You know, I'm not talking about, it doesn't have to be huge amounts of money. Do you feel bad about getting a babysitter so you can go and do that Pilates class? Whatever it is, look for the areas in your life where you feel guilt, sniff that out, and you'll discover the areas where there's maybe a core belief that you think you're being a selfish cow around something. And I would urge you to replace that belief with something else, to actually consciously be aware and just say to yourself, I'm worth this. Like the L'Oreal advert. I know it's as cheesy as anything, but just thinking, you know what? I'm worth it. I'm worth this. This week, I got cash out to go to my acupuncture appointment and then to go to my chiropractor. And I got the cash out, put the notes, the wad of notes into my purse because I paid in cash. And I thought, instead of in the past when I'd been like, oh my goodness, Kezia, this is a lot of money. You know, I'm very financially conservative. I don't spend loads. I'm not a big spender in general. So in the past, I'd be like, oh my goodness, A, I could either give this money away to somebody right here, right now, or this could go towards my mortgage, or this could go towards something really practical and sensible in my life. And, you know, there would be guilt around it. But instead, I've learned to change that. I've learned to have a different thought. I took that money out the cash point, put it in my purse, and just was aware of and just chose to have the thought that I'm worth this. I'm worth this. And that there's more where that comes from. So money, you know, it's a whole different conversation, but money is infinite. I'm connected to an infinite resource of money. There's more money. Money, you spend it, you gain it. It's you know, it's not, we get a bit hung up on it, but it just is what it is. And I just put it in my purse and said, I'm worth this. I'm worth this. And off I went, had my appointments, feeling a lot better. And I'm going to carry on doing that until I feel good so that I can go through this next transition of my life of pregnancy and birth and being a new mum, being as strong and healthy as I can possibly be. So why this is really important, we don't just want to be selfish for selfish sake, although there's nothing wrong with that. But there is a bigger picture and a bigger mission for this and a bigger impact that this has on the world. And I like to call it the ripple effect. I didn't coin that term. You know, you see a pond, you throw something in and then you see the ripple effect. And there's lots of cheesy proverbs about ripples and waves and goodness knows. But over the years of me working with clients and even before that of me just working on my own health, I've discovered this amazing, beautiful thing that happens when you choose to be a bit selfish around your health, is that actually when you choose this, you get this amazing ripple effect that happens in your life. And I've seen it in my own life, which I'm going to explain to you. Sorry, I'm getting a numb bum as I'm sitting here, so I'm just shuffling. And I've seen it in the clients that I work with. So this ripple effect is basically when you choose to get a bit selfish around your health and well-being, and you focus on you. You're not trying to get everyone else around you to be healthy. You're not trying to preach the good word of green smoothies. You are focusing on you. You're looking after you. You're healing your body. You're creating a healthy mindset. You're doing you. That's all you're doing. You're not trying to get your entire family healthy. You're not trying to tell everyone what to eat. You're not trying to convince everyone. You're doing you. That's all you're doing. But when you do that, when you kind of decide to be a bit selfish and decide that being selfish around your health is the new selfless thing to do, when you decide that, there's an interesting thing that happens. You focus on you. You focus on your vegetables. You focus on healing your digestion, your hormones, your energy. Maybe you work with someone like me and we work with that together. And then over time, you start to see this ripple effect. These ripples coming out of your life that start to suddenly impact your family and your close relationships. Then they impact maybe your workplaces and your offices. Then impacts your community. Then it goes on, maybe impacts even your city and the flipping nation. And you might be like, whoa, Kezia, it's just me drinking a green smoothie. But honestly, you taking a bit of responsibility for your health and choosing to be a bit selfish around it can have this amazing transformational effect on the world that we live in. So let's give you an example. I'm going to give you an example of my life. So if you know a little bit about me and my story, you know that I grew up in an amazing family. Shout out to all the Merrick family that's all going around. Across here, it's not all going around. There's not like thousands of us. There's actually not loads of us. I'm the youngest of four. And now all my siblings, we all have our partners and are procreating and, you know, reproducing rapidly. So I grew up lovely, amazing, totally blessed family to be in. But we didn't eat particularly healthy food generally. So when I started to learn about nutrition and how it's affecting my health, that was probably when I was like 18 or 19, literally when I just started to think, dip my toe in the water, nothing huge. I made a couple of changes. I remember I ditched dairy to begin with because I was having a lot of diarrhea and someone suggested that my chronic diarrhea might be alleviated a bit with dairy. So I started with that and then begun my slow kind of what is now 12-year journey of healing my body using food and different holistic things. And my family at the time, to begin with, just thought I was a bit weird. You know, I was at art school at the time and, you know, I could get away with things. And they would, you know, lightheartedly jest about the bird food I was eating when we got together or about the hippie foods that I was eating and then the dairy-free milks I had and the oat cakes, and they're just, you know, nothing. They're a lovely family, supportive, but a little bit of jesting goes on. Not overly that interested. People didn't ask me questions massively. They weren't hugely interested necessarily in what I was eating. They just thought it was a bit weird, but whatevs, carry on. And then over a period of time, over what is now 12 years, there's been this incredible change that I've seen in my family. And it's not been from me necessarily being Miss on my soapbox about additives and preservatives and sugar. Slowly over time, they've seen me, they've seen the results, they've seen my interest, they've seen my passion, they've seen the choices that I've made, they've seen me consistently make those choices. And so they've asked questions and I've answered them. They have had issues with their health, and so I've given them my advice and input into it. They have witnessed my own health struggles and me overcoming them. And they've seen this healthy life that I've created. And they've seen me do it consistently for over 12 years now. They've seen what it has looked like for me to heal and take responsibility for my health and take a different approach, have a holistic approach. And what that has had is a huge ripple effect actually on my whole family. And it's not because I am amazing and made it happen. Because remember, I'm just focusing on me here. I just want to be well. That's literally why this whole thing began. I want to feel more awesome and not be stuck on the toilet, because, you know, can't get much done in life if you're stuck on the toilet, can you? Pooping yourself. There's really not that much you can do. So that was my focus. But I've noticed this impact their own health and their own lives. You know, my mum and my sister have juicers and they'll make fresh juice, ginger and carrot juice. My dad and mum have done little detoxes. My sister has lost good amounts, a lot of weight, two or three stone. And she's learned how to support her thyroid with the food that she's eaten. My family's all pretty aware, all my siblings all pretty aware of how dairy affects their skin. So we all have this awareness around dairy and not having too much of it. All of my siblings, all my family exercise in some way. There's just this gentle awareness around health, and we are as a family healthier than we ever were 10 years ago and ever were 20 years before that because of this ripple effect. And I've seen it with my clients as well. I've seen clients, they've just come to me, they've decided, yep, I want to work on myself, I want to heal, I want to live this healthy life that's really important to me. So we've just worked on them. And then through the process of working together over, you know, 14 or 16 weeks in my program that I do with people, my one-to-one work, is that their husband or their partner suddenly gets interested, or their kids want to try their smoothies. The amount of pictures I get sent of kids trying my client's smoothies and loving them. The partner's getting on board and deciding, you know what, I want to reduce my sugar intake too, or the whole family deciding to reduce their sugar intake. It's phenomenal. It's this ripple effect. And then when I speak to clients, you know, maybe who I've kept in touch with 1 or 2 years later, I was chatting to a client who I worked with probably 2 years ago, and we haven't had any sessions for, I don't know, a good like 18 months. And she was just talking about how it affected her life and her families. And she's told her community and her friends. And actually, she has created this entirely healthy community of where she lives because she took this one action. So there is this amazing ripple effect. You don't have to try and make anyone around you healthy. But when you choose to be selfish and focus on you, you can create this amazing, abundant, supernatural health all around you just by you focusing on healing your body and creating a healthy mindset with food. And it's amazing. I love the ripple effect. It is so exciting to see, because actually when you surrender to being a bit selfish and you go, you know what, I am going to put boundaries in. I am going to invest in me. I am going to take responsibility for myself. You actually secretly are changing the world around you. You are. And I've seen that in myself. The communities that I'm in, the people that I know long term, the people are all more aware and invest a bit more in my health than before they knew me. Not because I preach at them, not because I get at them for eating additives and sugar, but it's just that ripple effect. It happens. It's just this like universal spirit law that that works out that way. So I would encourage you, choose to be selfish around your health. Choose to invest in self-care. Take responsibility for you. Invest time and money. You don't need to invest loads of time. You don't need to invest loads of money. But invest something into your health and well-being. Choose to put your health first. And when you do that, in 6 months, 12 months, you know, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years time, you are going to notice this beautiful ripple effect of how actually you've not just created your own health and transformed your own life and your own body, you have actually impacted your family and your community, and you've created a lasting legacy to give onto your kids. So I know that my children will not have to have the health issues that I had necessarily. I know that I'm going to give them a bit of a step up in terms of what they, you know, the legacy that I give them in terms of their own health and their own relationship with food. They're just going to grow. It's going to be developed. It's going to be even one step better than what I had. And what I had was pretty good, but it's going to be even better for them. So it really is amazing. So I encourage you. Selfish is the new selfless. It is. And it's okay. I know it might seem radical. I know it might seem a bit wild. But when you do that, when you surrender to that, when you invest in your health and your well-being, then you will see a ripple effect. I can guarantee it. It'll just happen. It'll just happen. So I hope this has been helpful for you. This little, it's kind of like a rally cry. I feel it in my stomach. It is something that needed to be talked about. And it's so, so important. So important, because you are worth this. And when you're strong and resilient, you know, it's that whole thing of you can't pour out of an empty cup. But we often just switch off to that stuff because it makes us feel funny. But it's true. Selfish is the new selfless. It is. I'm going to put it on a t-shirt or a bag or a mug or something. But thank you for joining me. Any questions you have at all, you can leave a comment on the blog post of this page, which you'll find at supernaturallyhealthy.com/blog. Or you can head over to my Instagram and direct message me there. And that's just at supernaturallyhealthy. Otherwise, I'll see you next week for another juicy episode of the Gut Goddess Show. Sending you lots of love and light and cake and hugs and blessings. Bye.